Yes, and good evening, everybody. Kia ora tātou, e hoa mā. Welcome, it's good to see you this evening. Now, I'm kind of feeling excited tonight. I've got not one, but two dear friends on with me tonight. And epic conversation last night with Dr. Rema Lobo. And feedback was amazing about that. Now, I just want to let you know, in case you thought Facebook took the recording down from last night down, no, they didn't. I did. So what we're doing now is I'm recording on here, streaming here, and then we're deleting it and we're putting it on my new ClickView page. Now, ClickView is the platform of my good friend Dr. Rusha Patar, and it's awesome. You can basically it's uncensorable, shall we say. So it's a fantastic place to do that, and so that's what we're going to do. And then pretty soon I won't be on here, as I promised before. We are getting the subscriptions now for the YouTube channel as well, which is good because I need to get off Facebook. I really, really do. But anyway, welcome to you guys. Welcome to the Magic Diet Call Health and Your Wellbeing Show with myself and Sister Caroline Mansfield. And tonight we've got a great guest with us who you love, by the way, who I interviewed the other week. And that's Kim Kindersley from Photonic. We're going to have a talk about the world of EMF in a world of EMF harm, EMF impacts. We're going to talk about really what it takes and what we need to protect ourselves from that, because, you know, technology is evolving all the time around EMF protection, and we want the best, and I believe that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. Now, additionally, before I introduce the crew, don't forget we have our petition up. Now, we're just coming up to 2,500 signatures on this thing, but we're after 10,000 as a minimum. Okay, I've got some updates on my case as well, which I'm going to be sharing with you, which is fantastic as well. So, but guys, please don't leave it to other people or leave it to the last minute. We need to see the signatures flooding in. We really do, because we're trying to communicate something to the Crown, to the judiciary, that what they're trying to do to myself and Vinny is just totally unacceptable. Can't exist in a so-called free and democratic Westminster Western democracy, can it? No, not when you have murderers, not when you have murderers, and I mean that respectfully, not when you have murderers that are getting home detention, do you know, and I'm sorry, it's just to give us jail. We didn't harm anybody, there were no cases of COVID, as you know, there was no property damage, there was none of that, so really, in the natural law sense, there was no crime whatsoever. But what we have is a crime against justice with what they're trying to do. So please don't forget to hit the link, which I'll put in the chat, and go through if you haven't already and sign and share this, please. Also, there's my friend Dr. Mike Yedden. He's a neat guy. I keep in contact with him every few days, and he's awesome. Thank you, Sister Vicky. And the truth is coming, guys. It is. My co-director, she's doing an amazing job. Also, I have to go there. If you wish to support me with my legal fees, this is the way to do it. If you appreciate the work that I'm doing, if you appreciate the education, the investigative work, and putting these broadcasts together, please support me in any way you can. Every little bit helps to meet my legal fees. All right, we desperately, desperately need help for that, because the legal fees are just, I guess you pay for what you get, but you know, if we don't have a lawyer, then they'll have their way with you. So I need to have one, unfortunately. So if you are able to help, we'd be very, very, very grateful for that. Alrighty, folks, I think that's just about it. I want to get my mates on, which is why I'm kind of going through this sounding like a chipmunk today. But I want to remind us all of this great thing here. We are all being played. Divide and conquer. If they keep us fighting with each other, we will never fight the true enemy, which is the establishment. Do you realize that that's actually the truth? And I've been saying this for so long. This is not a right and left issue or left and right issue. This is a human rights issue that we're dealing with right now. And make no bones about it. It's evil and it's here, and we've got to stop fighting each other. And that's why I'm so desperately surprised that with my arrest and sentencing along with Vinnie Eastwood, that the freedom movement haven't taken that as a cue to go, you know what, we may not all agree, may have had problems with each other, but let's unite and let's work together. But no, just nothing like that. You know, when Calvin and Hannah got arrested, I was onto them immediately, but regrettably, it's not reciprocal. Isn't that a shame? That's what we're dealing with, but that's human nature. So let's not try and make out it's just certain people. We've all got problems and issues, eh? Thank God I've got God in my life. All right, family, I am so excited. I am going to get right into it. These two here, well, you know them both. They've been on the show before, and Caroline is our UK-based microscopist and naturopath, and we've got Brother Kim Kindersley from Photonic and also a documentary and filmmaker. And on that note, I'm going to welcome these guys. Good morning in the UK, Sister Caroline and Brother Kim. Good to see you both.
Hey, good morning. Good morning from London. We've got a beautiful morning here again, actually.
Yeah, well, it's good to be back in the UK. It's good to be back. It's the first time I've been in the UK for a good while. So, yeah.
Awesome.
You came back to the King, didn't you?
Yeah. I got back in the storm, but now the sun's shining and spring is here. And so there's optimism in the air, despite all of these things that we're looking at and the stuff that Billy's been sharing already. So we got to get going here. We've really got to stand up now.
Yeah, exactly. All right, guys, I want to get into some of the meat of what we're here to talk about. Caroline, we're here to talk about health and well-being. What are some of the things from your perspective that people need to keep in mind when we look at this important issue?
Yeah, I think right now going forward, obviously we talk a lot about what's going on in the world and people having these shots and how it's affecting people. But what I've been discovering, I think what a lot of microscopists have been discovering around the world, is that people are affected by a lot of toxicity in the environment. And we really need to be looking at detoxing ourselves and protecting ourselves from the environment going forward. I think that is a major, key issue right now. So if you're out there and you're wanting to know how to protect yourself, because, just in my clinic this week, I've been looking at people's blood and I've been seeing similar anomalies in people's blood to those who've had the shot. So there is something going on, and we're all talking about this because we're seeing things that we didn't see a couple of years ago. So, but there are solutions, and this is what we're going to be talking about today. So, as we go forward, today in today's show, but just initially, it's really about detoxification, and some of the devices and cards we're going to be talking about today help with that.
Fantastic. Now, I'm involved with you in working with NanoSoma, which is absolutely amazing. And this is my NanoSoma bottle that I drink every day and just love. It's to build my immune system and get the healthy stuff in my body, which is why, my darling wife, she had a cough and a sore throat last week. And it didn't even come near me. Why? Because I'm taking my NanoSoma. Well, do you think it's an important thing, Caroline, that we start, especially those of us that are aware of health sovereignty, do you think it's important that we get ensconced into finding natural health, real natural health remedies and health maintenance options?
100%. We are biological beings, and what we put in our body is biological, So we have to work with nature. This is the way our body heals, and this is what's so wonderful about NanoSoma, because, it comes from nature. It is a natural health product. And this is where, as we all know, we're being attacked on that side of things as well. So anything that we can do, looking at our diet, keeping it as clean as possible, looking at the water we drink, introducing herbs, they have a place in our health as well. And organic food where and when you can, sunlight, all these things, getting grounded, getting out into the world, placing your feet on the ground, that actually charges up your cells. I've seen that in the blood as well, before and after. So just, we can do basic things without even having to, spend too much money. So it's the choices that you make on a daily basis. They have a drip effect on your health. So I think, this is the important thing to think about going forward. There's so much you can do for your health on a daily basis. And it doesn't have to cost a lot of money, but we do have these wonderful things as well that can help us if we've got, you know, some money in our pocket to boost that up.
Okay, right. One of the big things that we're going to talk about tonight is that we live in an EMF world. You know, electromagnetic frequencies, electromagnetic radiation, all these things. And I've got one of the tools that I'm using to protect me and my whānau, my family as well. We've got shields, we've got also, and by the way, I've got to place another order for some. And it, you know, like even now I spend hours in front of this laptop all day, every day. And I kind of feel like I'm buzzing at the end of the night when I walk off, literally buzzing, because I've got, you know, what going, you know, whatever is going through my body as a residual resonance from being in front of this thing all day. Kim, it's a good place to bring you in. What are your thoughts about that? Because I want to show a little short video about photonic in a second. But come on, mate, give us the number one sort of presentation of how we can protect ourselves.
Look, it's you've both put it beautifully. I mean, we are now surrounded. It's rather like being in a kind of virtual net of frequencies that allow us to use these very helpful tools that's actually allowing us to communicate, even though we're all in different places and spaces and time zones, to share these messages. So it's a technology that we use. Of course, it's overused, but the aspect of it is that it's bad for our cellular structures. And what's just extraordinary to me, and we talked about this before, Billy, is that the science is out there. It just is. I think the best place to quote really is the Environmental Health Trust, which is based in America. I sent Caroline the links actually to it a couple of weeks ago, and it's the most incredible resource. And what really blew my mind when I started to notice that I couldn't sleep in hotel rooms because of the introduction of the internet, and I first learned the word about electrosensitivity, that is actually a thing, some people more sensitive than others, is that, you know, it's having a detrimental effect on our health. And the professor at Columbia University back in 2015 made an appeal, from him representing the group of scientists around the world, to say we must put a moratorium on this. We're not quite sure what's happening, but what we can see is a massive growth in, and wait for it, childhood cancers. And you can see the infrared pictures, the effect of these things being close to the body, particularly dangerous for young children. When we get a bit older, we have a little bit more resilience, but it's still penetrating an adult human skull as well. And then it's having an effect. And actually, it's Caroline who really displays this, where you can see it in black and white from the images of blood before, during, after. And so I became very, very interested all those years ago in how do we keep using these things and at the same time protect ourselves. And at the time, I was imagining, you know, we hear the word shield, 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 and then people say, well, if it's a shield, then the actual frequency can't get through a shield, so it wouldn't work. But what's amazing about this technology, about the whole team of scientists at Photonic, and they go back many years, they've been studying how to do this with frequency and frequency medicine, is it's rather like a kind of noise-canceling headphones. The frequency or the sound is coming and it's going to get into your body. But when it comes into contact with the field that this produces, which you either have in your pocket or wallet, or you have the very practical version of it, which is a small square, you can put it on the back of your phone, your computer, your router, your smart meter, and on, is that it protects you from the negative effects of these EMFs, so-called, and therefore you can continue to use them safely. And that's now just science. And the Bion Institute, I believe, have now awarded us only recently the efficacy of this in the effect of helping us with 5G, actual 5G technology. So it's really, really powerful. We have a solution. And the cool thing about having something like this is that it doesn't matter whether you're using your watch, your earphones, you know, whatever it is, you're protected from all of it. And I know that also we still have some of the units that will protect a very large area in a home. And we're going to continue to keep researching it, coming up with even better ideas. But I mean, one of the things that I'm so passionate about here, and it makes me really angry, actually, at this point, is that mums and pups taking their kids to school, and they've got their earpods in, they've got their little phones, they've got their iPads, schools are using computers and internet. And it's like, this is, you know, why aren't we being educated about the dangers of this stuff? It's completely normal to do so. We're not condemning them all. We're just saying, please make this technology safe. And we know for a fact that some of these phone companies actually have secret places where they're working on trying to make the technology that they've given us safer. And they're preparing for class action lawsuits, companies like Verizon in America. Telstra in Australia are the first company to actually send texts to their customers to remind them not to hold mobile phones close to their bodies. This is all out there in the public domain. Is anybody listening? No, because guess what? We're all being diverted by all the nonsense that the mainstream media give us, and we're not focusing on the real stuff. And, you know, there are a few people out there like you, Billy, and a few others in the world who are like these little islands. I call these islands of light, who are brave people just merely saying, let's look at this stuff. Let's talk about it.
Absolutely.
Let's really investigate it. And anyway, that's quite a long way of saying I really believe in these things. It's a real issue, but we have solutions. And I know that Caroline's research and what she's done with this is a really good way for people to actually see for themselves, number one, the negative effect of the technologies, and number two, the efficacy of having something like this to protect you and your families and friends, because it's so important that we take care of all aspects of our health.
Exactly.
I could go on. But.
So one of my dear friends who's commenting on the chat now, Sister Debbie, she's saying that her partner's carries two mobile phones around with him everywhere in his pockets. So that's probably about as bad as you can do. I mean, I'm really thinking about it now. I used to always put it in my jacket pocket by my heart, normally on my left side, and yeah, just over there. And it's, you know, it's not a good idea. I mean, I'm constantly thinking about that. My two little ones, they've got the bigger cards on their devices. My elder daughter's got one on her device. My eldest son, he's got one, he's autistic, he's got one on the back of his device that he looks at. I've got my Trinity here as well, which I love, and it's so important. Now, what I'm going to do now is I'm just going to play this short little clip here, and it's quite an amazing clip, just to give everybody a bit of a heads up about exactly what it is that we're talking about. And and we've already got people that are saying, look, where do we buy this? We want to make an order now. And my apology to Debbie, because the last time I had you on the show, Kim, I had people that wanted to order the product then. And unfortunately, with everything going on, including getting sentenced to prison, I forgot about it. So anyway, let's have a look at this. I'm going to turn our cameras off and so we can come back. And let's play this little intro video, and let's see what it says.
Thank you.
Piece of filming there. All right, so Sister Caroline, I'm going to bring you in at this point because you've done a lot of blood analysis examining the effects of EMF on blood, and you've looked at that. You've clearly identified what goes on when in our blood when we're near these things and the thing I'm looking at right now and talking into. And you've also seen the irrefutable evidence of what Photonic does to protect against EMF, and you've also examined the blood to do with that. So can you, that was a very terrible way of putting all this, you can tell I'm not a health professional, but anyway, can I get you to kind of explain what you've seen? Thanks.
Oh, you did a great job. Well, I do have a presentation I wanted to share with everybody, and we're just trying to get that sort of uploaded now, aren't we? But basically, I was absolutely blown away. I had no idea how these EMFs affect your blood until I did this research. So I looked at how different devices affect the blood. We're looking at cellular level, you know, the individual red blood cells and how that impacts blood flow for, mainly. And we tested the iPhone, an iPad, or, you know, smartphone, smart pad, a router, which a lot of people have sitting in their lounge, you know, underneath their television. The kids are just like this, watching television. You've got these EMFs coming off your router. Or a lot of people have them in their office next to their computer, and you've got all this going on in your office. We also tested a smart watch, which is people put it on for monitoring their steps because they think they're being healthy, maybe going to the gym to monitor their heart rate, right? And also these AirPods that everybody's walking around with, continuously plugged into their ears. Now, I did a series of studies with different test subjects, where we'd take a baseline sample of people's blood with, you know, after an hour of room orientation phase with no contact with any EMFs. And then the client would go on to one of the devices for 20 minutes only. And then we'd take another sample of blood and see how these EMFs have affected the blood. And then the third test was to put the client back onto that same device, but with one of the Photonic squares on their device or one of the Photonic shield cards in the pocket, depending on which one we're using, and then retesting the blood. Well, it was a no-brainer, basically. It was just every single test subject, it was exactly the same. So we had sort of normal, healthy-looking blood, you know, various qualities of blood by different people. But the minute they used the device, the blood picture became coagulated, red blood cells started to sort of implode on each other. It's what we call vacuolocytes. The outside, the membrane was affected. And we know if the outside of the membrane is being affected, we know, you know, this is getting into the cell and, you know, affecting the ability of the cell to work efficiently. And we just saw a lot of coagulation and rouleaus where we get stacking together of red blood cells. And red blood cells need to be separate. They have a charge, which is what we're going to be talking about today. And they need to be with this, you know, special charge they have, like a negative charge on the outside of the cell. So they bounce off each other. They're not attracted. And this is how the healthy blood flows around the body. And in our microcapillary, it's roughly 3 to 4 microns in diameter, our smallest capillaries. And our red blood cells is, you know, 7 to 8 microns in diameter. So they have to be really pliable and flexible and go one by one in certain places. So when we have this extra layer of toxicity, really, is what it is, affecting our blood flow. And other things can affect our blood flow. You know, we could be eating something incorrectly and that can cause reflow, or we could be too toxic, or, too not alkaline enough. There's a number of different things that can affect the way our blood flows, but the EMS was just another layer and another level. So, and also what we discovered, that when people were using these cards, their blood improved beyond baseline on the third test. So it actually has a therapeutic effect on your blood. The blood was flowing even better than the original sample taken in the beginning. So I'm just hoping that we can get this, file uploaded, because, seeing is believing. When people can see the images, they're just going to be blown away. I was very, very shocked, to be honest. But it does tie in with the studies that have been done, where they show that these EMFs, they are silent enemies for us, for our bodies. And because we don't see them, we don't think about them, but they're there. And they do, these studies have shown that it can contribute towards cancer. It brings down white blood cell count in your body, for example, if you're continuously exposed to EMFs. And also affecting, our blood at cellular level, and be affecting all of our cells in our body, not just our blood. You were able to see how the EMFs affect us, because being able to see the blood is a tissue that we can sort of monitor very easily to see how that's affecting the rest of our body. But it will be affecting other cells and different organ systems, for example. So maybe these organs aren't working as efficiently as possible, which comes up in studies as well. So it's a silent thing, and it's just awful that we, this has been gradually stepping up, the EMFs, and we know now we're going on to the 5G, which is a totally different ball game with the millimeter waves, and we're doing extra studies on that with the photonic as well, just to show in the blood how these millimeter waves are going to be affecting our blood going forward as well. So I just feel like everybody needs to have protection. It's changed from the 80s. Protection meant something else, but now protection means one of these, in your phone. I mean, this sits on my computer every day. We also, Photonic have the home device as well. It's beautiful. And I've got one here. I'm just going to show you, just grab it. This beautiful looking device protects your whole home out 100 feet beyond your home. Is that right, Kim?
That's right. It's 100 out in every direction, yeah.
Every direction. So, this, since I've had this in my home, I and my daughter, we can't stop sleeping. It's done something to our sleep. She calls it the space machine. She goes, "Mom, turn that space machine off." Because we're just like, you sleep like a baby. And also with these in your bed, funnily enough, I was taking this to bed with me before I got this, and I would sleep so well because it's modulating the EMFs coming in from all directions. Because even if you don't have it in your home, your neighbor may have a Wi-Fi that's coming through the walls. If you live in an apartment block, for example. So, and if you're living in an apartment block and you've got all these different apartments around you, how much Wi-Fi are you being subjected to?
I wouldn't like to think of it.
Yeah, so you just need to be thinking about this and what you can do, because just using these devices, you feel different. You feel like you're standing in front of the ocean with your feet grounded on the sand. It makes you feel calm. It's for everybody to try. Everyone's individual, but they do make a huge difference, is all I can say, not only cellularly, but also emotionally.
One of the really coolest things to show the effect is if you get the set of two of these, you can hold one in the hand and then one underneath your left foot, one in your right hand, and within a few seconds you can feel the energy of the two things affecting your system and moving through your body. It's actually palpable. And so it's also clearing meridian lines. And another thing that it's really good for is you can take, ordinary water, and you can put water on the card, and it's restructuring water as well, and it can do the same for food. So this is a really, really powerful tool with and it's multi-purpose, but obviously the primary objective is to keep you safe from the EMFs, and we say that at a cellular level. And as we're speaking, I get really excited when you're sharing, you know, your passion for it too. But then again, it's like, and Billy, you know all about this, it's just unbelievable how programmed everybody is to be resistant to this simple idea. And it's rather like, for example, whoever came up with the idea of making food with poison, which is what our farming system does. They put, you know, all of these extraordinary chemicals into the soil to give us better food. They genetically modify our food because it's more resistant against something in nature, which might be a bug, which is apparently better for us. But then they don't tell you what it then does to the cellular system. And so I'm just using that as another example of the way that we are kind of given all of this stuff, like it's absolutely fantastic, like it's the panacea, like allopathic medicine. You can, you know, what is it, 40 million or 50 million people are given Xanax and Valium because of anxiety, when there's a perfectly good plant called hemp, which will do the same thing in a totally natural way without any side effects. Just another example. And it's this thing of, you know, and it ties into what you've been going through lately, Billy. When we stand up for our sovereignty to take care of ourselves, our health, our family, at the very least, we should be allowed a choice. We should be allowed a choice, and the education to make a fair choice should be out there. But at the moment, the so-called scientific community is heavily weighed down because they are being paid, and therefore they will give up the only part of the narrative that suits the corporate world to keep doing what they're doing, to keep giving us Coca-Cola, which is completely carcinogenic. I'm just using that as one example. We could go on and on and on. For me, this represents, you know, the beginning of the fight back in it, and we have to do it. We have to educate each other. We have to get the word out and to as many people as possible.
Okay, right.
Also, yep. That's just tagging on from that. You know, our red blood cells are what deliver oxygen and nutrients to the cells and take away waste products. So, you know, we're eating a toxic, you know, food, and we are becoming toxic, and then our blood becomes inhibited. We're not going to be delivering that oxygen and nutrients and taking away all the toxicity from within ourselves, out of our bodies. So this is like another layer, again, you know, just leading on from that. And I think knowledge is our way to fight the brainwashing. You know, if people have got the wisdom to sort of comprehend the information, to look at it from a slightly different paradigm, then that's where we need to go. It's educating people and hoping they've got that wisdom to see that these things aren't right and maybe there's another way forward. I feel that's what it is.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I played this clip last night, and people like, you know, and someone just commented in the chat that made me want to go to this. Now, I was just bringing it up just then. This is a clip that I think really sums up what we're dealing with, because I want to tell everybody that in my role of putting together the documentary, in my role of doing podcasting and stuff like that, I have been approached by several brands wanting to be involved with what I do. And as Sister Caroline will attest, I've actually said no to some of them because there's something that hasn't been quite right that I've looked into and gone, no, sorry, I wish I could, but I won't. Can't be working with you because of X, Y, Z reasons. And Caroline's sitting there, got nodding her head because she's been right at the table with me as I've done that. Now, one of the things that's really important to me is that and I've said this from day one, that if we don't have our health, then we're not going to be able to be free. For me as a Christian pastor, freedom from sin, freedom from ill health and disease is all part of it. And, you know, Jesus spent most of his time in his ministry healing people. He was healing people most of the time, preaching from the scriptures, yes, but he was mostly healing people. So medical missionary work was a big part of his work. And so for me, you know, it's boiled down to two things that I'm passionate about. It's the EMF protection. Now, I haven't got time to talk about this time. We've got a couple of other articles to go to, but I've got this here, which is something that we will talk about in the next one. We'll get Kim to come back. So it's really Photonic and Nanosoma that I'm working with because I believe in them. The Nanosoma product I'm pushing out as well because it worked for me. I had a terrible rash on this side of my face, tried everything to get rid of it, nothing did, but this did. This is the Metasoma topical gel that did, and it's all natural. This is natural. This is God-given ingredients for us because if we are going to be enslaved by Big Pharma, which is what they're wanting to do to us, they are wanting right now to enslave all of mankind into endless vaccinations, endless Big Pharma programs that they control, and they fascism comes in and they co-opt governments to go into these public-private partnerships around public health. I mean, don't forget Dr. Bill Gates. Oh, sorry, he's not a doctor. He got voted last month in the way that Google do things. If you went and Googled who is the most powerful, important doctor on the planet, you would have come up with Bill Gates. And it might still be that way. So if you Google who is the most powerful doctor on the planet, it'll come up Bill Gates. Now, the reason why Bill Gates is able to say this is because one of the tin pot universities he funded from Nowheresville, Somethingistan, gave him an honorary medical doctorate. And so I just want to get, before we do move on into these other important topics we've got to cover tonight, have a listen to this and I'll get you to give me your thoughts on this, because this is ugly.
We all want to return to the way things were before COVID-19. But there's one area where I hope we never go back: our complacency about pandemics. We can get ahead of infectious disease outbreaks. By the next pandemic, I believe we can have what I call mega testing diagnostic platforms. They can be deployed quickly, cost very little, and test 20% of the entire population every week. We also want to get treatments out far faster next time. One of the most promising is monoclonal antibodies. These manufactured antibodies grab onto the virus and disable it, just like your immune system, and can reduce death rates by as much as 80%.
I'm just going to jump on these. It's just like your immune system. Well, let the immune system that God built in us, let it do its job. Sorry, I had to jump in there.
I also think that we'll develop new vaccines quickly, in large part due to this new mRNA platform. mRNA will become faster to develop, easier to store, and lower cost. That's a huge breakthrough. To stop future pandemics quickly, we need to be able to spot disease outbreaks as soon as they happen anywhere in the world. And that requires a global alert system. If there turns out to be some new infectious pathogen, then we need a group of infectious disease responders to spring into action. Think of these as like pandemic firefighters. They're going to use their logistics, use their ability to build up capacity quickly. They're going to go wherever that problem is. Stopping the next pandemic will require a big investment, but I think...
A big investment, he says. I wonder where that investment is going to go to, Mr. Gates. And additionally, he's talking about, you know, multinational, borderless firefighters for pandemics. So that's the World Health Organization's global pandemic treaty that he's talking about there.
Think of this as the best insurance policy the world could buy. You can read more about
from
this
you.
In our annual letter.
All right, so that's Dr. Bill Gates, and that's what he's selling to the world right now. He's selling us Now, let's not forget, he's the major funder of World Health Organization. He is the guy that endorsed and advocated for Tedros Ghebreyesus Adhanom to be the Director General. And let's not forget that Tedros is still listed as a terrorist in the terrorist watchdog websites dealing with Ethiopia. He's a communist, and we're meant to trust these guys. And just so happens that the former Director General of New Zealand Health, the Ministry of Health in New Zealand, he's the number two guy working on the international health regulations. All right, Kim, what do you make of, in the quickest way possible, what is your synopsis and opinion of that?
My whole body is recoiling. It's rather like I've just kind of had a close encounter with a rattlesnake or something, you know, that was about to strike out. And it's I try and always stay in my heart and stay loving, because I feel like it's very important. But when confronted with that level of, I would call it evil, it's just, you know, it's this the arrogance of humanity believing that they can do better than God. They can do better than nature. We are part of nature. And we have a beautiful immune system that is being heavily compromised by the use of pesticides and poisons and the use of all sorts of chemicals. And I could go on and on. We've discussed it. And now being confronted with EMFs. But don't worry, we're going to give you a fake immune system that's going to sort all of this out, and a whole bunch of people in hazmat suits who'll come charging in on, you know, their transport machines and will carry you away to a nice little concentration camp somewhere. That's what I got from that. And people of this planet need to wake up to the beauty of their own systems and bodies and communities. And we need to take this planet back from these complete megalomaniac. They're just complete. They're lunatics. That's the only way to describe them. That's what I think about that.
I think that's a pretty bang on synopsis. Sister Caroline, in the quickest language possible, what do you make of that guy and that particular little advert of his?
I'm still recovering. Even just his voice just makes me want to recoil. It's just, that was torture just having to just sit through that. I would usually just switch him off straight away. But basically what he's just given us is his next business plan, right?
Yep.
He's showing us, right, this is what I'm about to do next, because obviously he had his fingers, those creepy little fingers that always come up with his hands all bending in weird contortion ways, you know. They're in every single pie on Earth, right? Every single area, from agriculture to vaccines to pharmaceutical to just he has his fingers in everything. So it's just creepy that he's just an absolute, I don't know, psychopath in my mind. And people just need to rise up. And it is happening here, which I want to talk to you about, in London. It's up to the people to try and stop this. It's just absolutely mad.
All right, then. Thank you very much. And that does lead us into the next segment. Jeepers, time flies when you're having fun. Oh, my golly, we need more time. It's just like last night. I said, Dr. Rima, we've got an hour and 40 later, we finished. So I'm shattered. I took, as we're talking off air before, my slip disc in my back has, in the top of my back, 5, 6, 7, C is completely stuffed. And I'm on hard drugs as of yesterday. And so I took some pretty hardcore drugs before I went live tonight. So I'm going to be on time, I think, tonight. But anyway, I want to talk about the whole loss of freedom and rights and the 15-minute cities saga. And I'm going to just play just a little bit from Neil Oliver here, who I just admire so much. And I've got another friend who's a good friend of Neil's, and hopefully I'll be getting Neil on the show in the next little while. So let's get a few words from this guy.
...of town planning that ensures your work, your shops, your education needs, your healthcare and leisure are all within a 15-minute walk or cycle ride of your home. On the one hand, the idea sounds benign, but in British cities including Bath, Canterbury, Edinburgh and Oxford, the very idea is being actively challenged by protesters who fear the thin end of a dystopian, totalitarian socialist wedge designed only to strip them of their traditional freedom. Yep. I'm joined now by Alan Miller from the Together Declaration, and shortly also by Nathan Albach, an urbanologist from Philadelphia. Alan, thanks for coming in. What exactly is proposed or being pushed in Oxford and the other cities?
So in Oxford, we've had a number of different things. So they keep calling them trials. We've had low traffic neighbourhoods, they said were trials, even though 65% of people who responded to the consultation said they did not want them. Then you've had a proposal for bus gates. And bus gates, when they've put the proposal, without getting too complex, for the traffic plan for Oxfordshire County Council do, they intertwine that with the idea of a 20-minute neighbourhood. But basically, the bus gates mean you can have 70 passes to drive if you're local, 100 passes a year. But if you're not, you can't, and there's a ring road you have to go around. Slightly different in Bath, where you have a ring of steel, they call it, a very lovely name, and you have low traffic neighbourhoods as well. And we've seen in other places, like in London, where Ealing, where they've got rid of low traffic neighbourhoods because residents have challenged it, you still have a discussion about a 20-minute neighbourhood, and we might have some of these road closures as well. So basically, they're a top-down imposition using the idea this would be a lovely livable street, active travel. It's all about people friendly oriented. But actually, what it means is it's an attack on cars and our freedom of movement and independence.
All right. So that's a good place to end it there. So you're getting the drift now. And we've all seen this one here. Well, let's have a little reminder of this, because we want to get into the meat of who's driving this type of this program. And whenever you see World Economic Forum, you can overlay the United Nations on top of it. Just be very, very clear on that. Now, just have a look at this, by the way, because I'm going to show you a New Zealand mainstream news article that we've just come out that is talking about this. But look at the drone there. Just take notice. Crickets. Okay, so you get the point here. It's a total change of life for most of us, except for the elite, because this is what they want. So, okay, before I start to unpack that, give us an update, please, Sister Caroline, as to what's happening in the UK with the 15-minute and also the ultra-low emission zones program, because we've got it coming here in New Zealand. But give us your update, please, sis.
Yeah, so, well, this Together Declaration group have set up there's going to be a protest or a get-together in Trafalgar Square on Saturday, which I'm going to go to, just protesting against this whole, you know, expansion of the ULEZ, the ultra-low emission zones, because it's been, the consultations happened, people didn't want it, and it's going ahead, and this is what's happening in every single council to do, you know, around England, to do with the 15-minute cities. But what is happening is there is civil disobedience, and there's so many different, you know, people posting up. These cameras are being squirted with whatever, you know, paints or, you know, foam, covered with bags. So people don't want it, and I really believe that, you know, I think it's going to make a difference going forward. I can't say it will, but I do feel there's a turn here. people are waking up to the fact that, you know, we've got these, an unelected prime minister at the moment who just got in, he wasn't elected. All these decisions are being made, it's undemocratic, and people aren't liking it. So they're doing things. So these ultra-low emission zones, these signs have gone up already. I think that's another way they're trying to stop it, because these signs went up before it was even agreed. I drove into London the other day, and just approaching an area called the North Circular, where I come from Hertfordshire, just slightly out of London, going into London, the signs were up. And I thought, well, how can they be up when it hasn't been, 100% confirmed? So, I think he's coming under some stick for that as well. But it's just, it's terrible. But people are fighting the 15-minute city. So I've had friends who've lost their businesses because of it, because traffic flow has stopped, cafe owners, etc. They're not getting the passing through trade. People just pull up, grab a coffee and drive on or what have you. So, slowly but surely, I think it's up to the people. And I think in the end of the day, if more and more people can wake up, then we can turn this around. But it's happening here, the embryonic stages in each city, with these roadblocks. But people are setting them on fire, all sorts. I think this is just the beginning of the revolution.
Yeah, there's been some very, very unbelievable big protests in France, in Israel right now, against tyranny, against the readjustment of life, against the wishes of the citizenry. Now, bearing in mind that we just looked at something involving drones in the 15-minute cities issue, have a look at this. This is from Seven Sharp, which is a pitiful New Zealand mainstream media channel with equally pitiful TV presenters, unfortunately. But anyway, let's have a listen.
Is it a plane? No, it's a home delivery drone.
A swarming, loud aerial invasion is about to take off in Huntly in what's been touted as the way of the future.
Here you go.
When the impossible becomes possible, a slice of heaven is about to drop from the skies as Domino's trials drone deliveries in Huntly. And once that takes off, the mission to fulfill your orders will be endless. Because, controversial toppings aside, why stop at pizza?
All right, so this is in the world of psychology, is conditioning to get everybody to go, hey, that sounds great, let's just order a drone. Now, isn't this amazing? It's almost a carbon copy of that which we were just watching with the Agenda 2030, or the It's 2030 and You'll Know Nothing and Be So Much Happier. Didn't that look remarkably similar to that in concept? Or am I being dramatic? What do you think?
It's all like one big narrative, and they're all fractals of the narrative.
Yep.
And that other thing that was out there a few weeks back, about educating kids, wouldn't it be a really great idea for all of this to happen? And there's an image of this city with a wall, and everything's neat and tidy, and the kids are all smiling, and there are balloons, and there's little areas, and then outside the city is the kind of like the dirty kind of hippie kind of disruptive people who are very difficult and making life terrible for everybody because they want to go and live in a forest or something. And isn't it a good idea that we do this? And this level of programming. And don't get me going about news anchors and current affairs programming and these people and how they speak, and they wear their little uniforms and they kind of laugh at nonsense. And the good news is there were a couple of times in history, I think it was when Henry VIII dissolved the power of the Roman Catholic Church. Whenever he did that, and exactly the same configuration in the planets, the French Revolution broke out, and we know what happened there. Heads rolled in the streets, and we're in that zone now. The difficulty, I think, for us is that we're so heavily censored, and the bullshit in the mainstream news is so intense that unless you're on the ground describing what Caroline just said, you don't kind of get the feedback loop. So you don't see that it's happening. Rather like when the Iraq war broke out, I think it was 70 million people took to the streets. But unless you were one of the people in that march on the streets, they gave it in mainstream media, I think, a 30-second burst in the 24-hour cycle of weapons of mass destruction, evil, we got to get him, we got to get him, and all of that. So they're incredibly good at lying, making up a story, thrusting it down our throats, projecting a future for children that looks like it's benign, beautiful, and wonderful, and anybody who's not agreeing with it is bad and should be vilified.
Exactly.
It's very, very serious, this stuff, if we're interested in a free humanity. And somehow or other, we've really got to go for it now, because it's the kind of, we're in the end game, I guess, Billy, aren't we?
We are. Right. So we've only got a couple of minutes to go here. So I've got to really speed through these last slides here. So we've got the 100 Resilient Cities program. And who would be responsible for putting that out? There it is, the Rockefeller Foundation. The Rockefeller Foundation and the Rockefeller family, of course, gave the United Nations the land on which the United Nations head office is situated on in New York there, where I've been. And here you go, 100 resilient cities, helping cities around the world become more resilient to physical, social, and economic shocks and stresses. So essentially what you have here is you've got Agenda 2030 in this program. You've got the World Economic Forum program in here. Now, bearing in mind that the Rockefellers were shaping the plan for the global new order way before the World Economic Forum. Okay, so what are we talking about here? Financial logistical guidance for establishing an innovative new position in city government, a chief resilience officer. Expert support for the development of a robust resilience strategy. This is all just rubbish. Access to solutions, service providers, partners from the private, public, and NGO sectors who can help them develop and implement their resilience strategies, and membership of a global network of member cities who can learn from each other. All right, now what I'm going to do is, what New Zealand cities, if any, are a part of that? Oops, what have we got here? We've got Wellington, capital city of New Zealand, absolutely positively, Wellington City Council. Now, before this became a big news item, i.e. the 15-20 minute cities, I was already discussing this. I was discussing all of them. I'm not saying that to boast, by the way, ladies and gentlemen that are watching this, but I was talking about this because I could see it a long time ago when I was finding this. So look, you know, here we go. Resilient Wellington. Find out how we promote resilience in the Wellington region. What is it about? It's the same thing. Wellington is one of 100 cities to join the Rockefeller Foundation's Resilient Cities program. So that's our capital city Kim. All right, that sounds pretty bad. What about Auckland City? That's the largest city. What have we got there? How does that work? Well, you've got the Auckland Plan 2050 there, and it talks on and on and on. But where are they getting their ideas for their 2050 plan? And this is just one page where what I'm about to show you, where they have this reference. But where is it? Okay, where is it? The future of jobs, employment, skills, and workforce strategy for the fourth industrial revolution. Oh, and the McKinsey report. Okay, so we've got the World Economic Forum, and they also refer to the Klaus Schwab Global Competitiveness Program. That's two of the largest cities in New Zealand right now that are in on this program, guys. So this is not, you know, this is not dreamology. We're not making this stuff up. This is what they're planning. This is what's coming. And if they've got their way, that's what they're going to be imposing on us. But what is this about? It's about this. Ultimately, like I've said from day one, it's about Agenda 2030. Agenda 2030 is the capstone program for all of this. All of the other programs, whether it be World Economic Forum, climate change, COVID, health, whatever, it's all under Agenda 2030. The UN sits as the capstone to this plan. And what are they using to help get this moving? It's climate change. It's climate change. UN adopts historic climate resolution to what? Hold nations accountable. What? Hold on a second. This is the problem. And I was talking about this last night with Dr. Rima Libo, is that they are building the Global Pandemic Preparedness Treaty. They're going to integrate climate change into it because it's a climate change issue, is of course a global health event of international concern. And there you have it. You have the entire sort of picture start to unfold. But as you were saying before, this is people are waking up. People are waking up. They're not just rolling over and saying, well, you know, we'll just go along with this, eh? No, well, they're not. Because what's happening in places like Israel should give us some sort of hope. Let's have a look at this. So you got to hand it to our Israeli family for defending their rights. But you can literally cut and paste that footage and say it's Paris. It's, you know, one of a dozen cities right now that are with citizens that are rolling up their sleeves, getting out there and saying they don't want a part of this. And, you know, the thing is, this is the thing. I've been talking about this since 2020. And now, unfortunately, reality is catching up with what I was talking about in 2020. I warned everybody as loudly as I could that this was coming. At the same time, while being accused of being a UN man and a Chinese Communist Party secret agent and all this other just unbelievable stuff. And no one was prepared to listen. Why? Because I had the biggest following at the time than anyone. And people found that unbelievable that someone... who just walked out of the bush could be like that, could be speaking like this. But now it's not just about one person or one group, it's about all of us speaking up together and saying we want to live in peace, we want to live with our families, make our own decisions for ourselves, our bodies, what we eat, where we live, how we live, etc. And I know that the Bible tells me that very, very soon there's going to be a time of trouble which nobody would have ever seen before in human history. But there's hope to all of this, because the God that I serve as a Christian pastor wins this war. But there's a troublesome time between now and then. But one of the things that we need to do besides finding out who the God of the Bible really is and who Jesus really is, because Jesus is awesome. He wasn't a weakling, airy fairy guy. He knew what he was here to do, and he was strong. He was staunch and he was godly. He was all those beautiful things of the best human that ever walked on God's earth here. But between now and when he returns, we've got to maintain our health. We've got to, because if we've got our health, we can think clearer. And if we can think clearer, we can come up with strategies to deal with this stuff. Because what they've done is that they've used fear, and they're using these devices against us to paralyze and suspend our ability to think clearly, so that all our neurons are firing in the right way, that our body is resilient and robust using natural things. But they all want, you know, these people in power want to take it away. Why? There's only one reason why, and again, Dr. Rima said this last night, it's about population reduction. And we need to work together to protect ourselves, our families, as best as we can. Right, quick final word from yourself, Kim, because I'm going to have to get you back in a couple of weeks' time, if you don't mind. But
yes.
What are your thoughts? Last couple of words from you.
There is hope, and the hope resides in this conversation and in the clarity of the heart, in the clarity of love. And all we have to do, and I say this every Tuesday in our circles, we just have to be resilient, but we have to be clear, and we have to use our voices in a very, very strong, and as you beautifully put, using Jesus's example, in pure love is not weakness. It is very, very clear and it is very strong. And this is the time to stand up to this, because if you don't, you're going to wake up in a few years' time and you will not like what you see around you. So that now is the time. I look forward to speaking to you again. Thanks for having me on. And we've got this, everyone out there. It's happening. The revolution is happening.
Oh, man, well put. Sister Caroline, now as our resident naturopath and blood analyst and microscopist, boy, I'm getting to say that pretty well these days. Can you? It took me ages. I had to practice that, really. But can you? There you go. Can you tell us how we can find you, how to reach you? Because I know that there's naturopaths that want to speak to you. We've got Sister B online. She's a herbalist. She would probably like to connect with you. We've got other people that may want blood analysis work done as well. How do they find you, Sister?
Oh, wonderful. Just on my website, it's my name, carolinemansfield.com. You can send me a message on there, or just my email is caroline@carolinemansfield.com. I'd love to hear from anybody. Just if you've got anything to say, I'd love to speak to you. Just love connecting with people from all over the world right now for what's going on, because I think a lot of this is suppressed. You know, there's a lot of fight back going on, but it's just suppressed, and obviously the media is not showing it. So people can feel quite alone. People call me up and they can feel quite depressed about what's happening in the world because they don't realise. You know, I don't feel that way because I'm connected with, like, yourself, Billy, and Kim, and wonderful people who are fighting the good fight right now. And it is through information that, you know, the way that we fight this brainwashing is through information and speaking up. So, you know, I'm so happy to speak to anyone and everyone about, you know, how they feel, or if they've got information they want to share with me, or if I can help them in any way, love to hear from you.
And your, of course, your website is?
It's carolinemansfield.com.
And actually, on that note, go and have a look at Caroline's amazing video presentation on the live blood and the EMFs and the protection of photonic .global, because it really is fascinating. It's a real eye-opener, and there's so much more of this wonderful information to come, but that's a really, really good starting point.
That's a really good point, actually, Kim, because, you know, just Bill Gates saying this acts like your immune system. You know, we have the most amazing immune system. I get to look at it every day. The neutrophils, you know, the way they go around the body with their acid, it's like, it's called cytoplasm, and it's just, it sparkles like glitter, you know, when they're active. It's just, it's beautiful to watch. And we have this amazing immune system. It seems like everyone's forgotten that we have this, you know. We're able to deal with things as they come along. But biological warfare is a different story. So.
All right. Thank you, my brother and sister. Just hold there while I do my closing address to everyone, because I want to come back and have a quick chat with you. All right, that was our family. That was our brother from another mother, a sister from another blister. That's the only thing I could think of that would rhyme with sister. But anyway, just want to encourage you all to go to photonic.global. And guess what? If you order through me, I can get you a discount and get you this product. So Sister Debbie and Diana and everyone else that wants to order product, and Sister B, you know, if we ask nicely, I'm sure we'll be able to get some discounts. But go to photonicglobal.com, like in that website I just showed you. There it is again, photonic.global. It's just .global, sorry. And you'll be able to find more information. You'll see the live blood analysis video there as well that Sister Caroline put out. And so I want to really encourage you. But, you know, these good friends of mine here, they've basically have done a deal where they will help me to get the product to you, and in return for that they will give us discounts and help the movie, the documentary, and all sorts of things. So that would be neat to do that. Alright family, as ever, we've got these books coming. There is a few things I didn't get to talk again about tonight. You see, this is the show that we got. I line up all the articles, do all the research, and by the time you get to have the amazing conversation that we haven't covered probably 40% of them, so we'll have to do that into the new week. But I want to say this: if you want to know why I'm saying and how I know there's a global work-free day coming up, well, they're announcing it. This is not hidden secret news. This is happening right now. that the work-free environmental day of rest is coming. The Pope says it's coming. The World Economic Forum says it's coming. UN says it's coming. COP says it's coming. Everyone says it's coming. And so the Bible knew about it a long, long time ago. And this book will show you how it's coming and why it's coming. This book here, The Great Controversy, is, and these are free books as well, will give you the history of it, both geopolitical and religious history. And both of those books will point you to your King James Bible, which is what we need to read so we can really know what's going on. All right, family, thank you so much for your time tonight. Just, you know, it's been a very, very special event tonight with Sister Caroline and Brother Kim. We'll be back with the Magic Dicol Health and Your Wellbeing Show, not next Thursday, but the following Thursday. And of course, tomorrow night, Sabbath. And then I'll be back on Sunday for the Sunday Roast. So thank you so much. Remember, don't hate them. Don't hate these people. Pray for them. We know they're evil. We know they're sick. We know they're insane. We know that the people on the left at the moment that seem to be endorsing this, we know that they have the potential to be victimized soon, because it's all a game, guys. It's not left and right. At the moment, it's hard left, but it's going to swing hard right, and that's not necessarily a good thing either. But all through it, keep the peace in your spirit, seek God while he can be found, and email me at billy@ibc.net.nz if you'd like to be like Caroline. Caroline joins my Bible studies each week from the United Kingdom, and would love you to join and love to send these books to you, which are free. All right, family, thank you so much. Pō marie, and good night.